Another thing you cannot afford to miss is two circus performers. The first is the Circus Romano from Italy. As this is a traveling circus, it follows a long tradition by performing in a marquee, which is really like a canvas portable building, usually put up in a green space or car park, rather than in a theatre or stadium. In spite of this, Circus Romano isn't at all like the traditional circuses. There are no animals, just very talented clowning and acrobat routines. The show has a lot of very funny moments, especially at the beginning, but the best part is the music and lighting. They're magical. At $45, it's very expensive anyway. It's really for adult tastes. The second circus performance is Circus Electrica at the Studio Theatre. The purists are suggesting that this isn't a circus at all. It's a showcase for skills in dance and magic, rather than the usual ones you expect in a circus. With only 6 performers, it's a small production, which suits the venue well. The studio only seats about 200 people. An interesting feature of the show is that the performers are so young. The youngest is only 14, but it's still well worth seeing, a good one for the whole family. And finally, as it's summer, you may wish to see some of the outdoor performances, like the famous water puppet troupe performing in the city gardens this week. It's large puppets on long sticks, controlled by puppeteers standing waist deep in the lake. The puppet do comedy routines, and there is some terrific formation dancing. This is a fantastic show, and the best moment comes at the end, seeing the puppeteers. It's really hard to believe what you've been watching is lifeless wood and cloth.